One of the things that never ceases to amaze me is how Spirit is really in charge of everything. I have two things to share. I called Judy last night because I was doing, I'm preparing the talk and everything, but something didn't feel very right. It's 8 o'clock at night, and I said, Judy, Connie told me that this is the title I should do, but it doesn't feel right. I don't know why it doesn't feel right. No, it's not, because this is not the talk she should be giving you. It's the third chapter. So I said, okay, thank you, God, for telling me this at 8 o'clock at night and not tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning. And then I went to see, my friends here, and I said, why are you playing? And the title could not be even better, and I'm so grateful. The chapter that I'm talking today is a chapter that is very dear to my heart, because I had a rough winter, honestly. My father died, and he was a guy with so much faith in the last years of his life. He lost everything. He became very angry, he was mentally not very good. But everything that he told me about, God the Father, the loving presence, he's always going to be there for you, you can always trust him, it seemed he was not there. So my question was, okay, you lose your mind and you lose your faith? That's scary. Very scary. So I began asking a lot of questions. And I went in a very, very deep pit. And I knew, because every time it has happened in my life, I know there is something cooking for me. And I said, well, I wonder where it's going to be. Thanks God I'm old. So you don't take yourself very seriously ever, okay? And so I said, well, never mind. I'll find what it is. So I continued talking to my father, and he promised me he was going to visit me. He still has not visited me. He's visited sometimes in my dreams, but I'm not taking that in consideration. So because I told him, you come and tell me the real truth, okay? We were very close. And what I have understood is that he is sending me the answers by everything that I'm living. And this chapter is that we can have everything that what the mind can conceive. And last night I said, that is not true. There are so many things that we all want that we don't have. So what is it? What really, really is it? And then I began examining how there must be something wrong in the equation. And that was a familiar feeling for me, because I was a very real Catholic girl. That her life just blew away in 1 minute. And I was living in Mexico, and sort of like God didn't give me anything that I was praying for. So, all my faith just fell down. And then I had the opportunity of reading Luisa Hay, and I said, I want to go in and find signs of mind. And I had two brothers living here, and they invited me for Christmas. And I came here, and just getting down the plane, I had an American sister-in-law, and I said, I need to go and find signs of mind, church. And she was laughing, and she says, you can go on Sunday because it's my church. So I went there, and I bought the book of Ernest Holmes, and it really changed my life. And so when my brother says, what are you doing there? You're going to be starving. The peso devaluated and everything. Come here, you have a green card. Try to find a new life and everything like that. I came, but the real reason was that I wanted to go to church, to Signs of Mind. I knew I was going to grow spiritually. So I came to this country because of Signs of Mind. So now that I was saying, well, why am I, this happened 15 years ago, why am I in the same place? And the amazing thing is I said, maybe I'm doing something wrong, because this is not about God. This is something that it has to do the way I'm doing things. And so I started thinking about last night, and then I said, when I started reading, and of course I got I prayed and prayed and I got the answer. It's because we sort of like we say, well, the mind is conceited, so we treat God as, we even say as our universal manager, as my servant or something like that. Do this, grant me this, I want a new car, I want a house, I want a relationship, fix this, fix my mother-in-law, I can't stand my boss. I mean, whatever it is, I need to be healed. I mean, asking. And guess what? We all do that, and guess what? That is not the answer. That is really not the answer. God is not our Santa Claus. That we can give a list of things to fix and so I said, okay, if this is not the answer, then what do we do? That was a very scary thing, because you feel like, what do I do with these all these things that I want? And there is a phrase that it really hit me in the middle of my head, that it says, and I'm gonna read it textual. The part of us that seeks God is the presence of God inside of us. And at our level of awareness, seeking consciously and deliberately to reconnect these selves. So the presence inside, when we go to these issues, is trying to reconnect itself with inside of us. And I says, that's why this drive that in my case is very intense of finding the presence within me, of finding the answers, of finding the real thing, and knowing who I am, and knowing, I mean, the real truth of myself, that it doesn't depend on illness or death or losing your mind or whatever it is. It has to be something even deeper from ourselves. So, and then I started reading and I said, well, no wonder praise don't do anything for God. I mean, even if we pray, I mean, it's not that we pray, the gift when we pray, the gift is God. And what is God? It's all good. It's all that we want. So once we have God and we realize that God is inside only who we are, everything else comes to us. And it comes to us just because of the givingness of God. The demonstration that we have is a mental concept. It's not an answer to a prayer or an answer to a treatment. What the treatment does is to align it's a matter of align our mind with God, of who we really are. And it has to do with our belief. It has to do with the belief we have in appearances. If we disregard the appearances and knowing who we are, then everything else should come to our lives. And I think that's the essence of what I would like to talk to you about today, because while we lose sight of in fear gets us, and sometimes we feel a little lost. That's what I love in your song. What would I do if I would be brave? What would I do? What would I be if I would be brave? And the really brave thing to do is to accept who we really are. And that's very scary, because we sort like, yes, when we are Sunday in Sterling Group, we believe who we are. But then we go in the traffic and we go to work and we forget who we really are. And then we go into the wishy-washy kind of everyday life. And then we start praying again, oh please God that I'm going to be on time. Oh please God that my money is going to be enough this month or something like that. Because we are in this world. So that's an interesting thing to say. Now, the other thing that I found that it was really interesting with Ernest Holmes is he says that we should not have the faith in God, but the faith of God. And I says, the faith of God. What does it mean, the faith of God? And there is a sentence here in the book that says, the faith of God is God. So no wonder, I mean, That is a quality of God that is so infinite, so powerful, so incredible, that the only thing we need to do is to align ourselves with that. There's nothing we can do. Because to get into that is really amazing. What David read that it was pretty amazing is that God says yes, and God doesn't have any other way to do but say yes, because God is the gift of giving everything, all the good that we ask and think and need, and so God always says yes. But it's not, God always says yes, but what about us? We need to say yes too. So it is the combination of the two yes. Yes, I believe on who I am. I believe of that I'm a child of God, that I'm entitled, that I'm his, I mean, son of God, his heir. And the amazing thing is that we ask for things here in the physical, but what about, and it's already ours, what about the great gifts of immortality, eternality, wholeness? These are already ours. And we got distracted with the wishy-washy things of every day. I want coffee, I want health, I want whatever. Instead of losing sight of who we really are and in the big things that they are already ours. Knowing that, we should have the faith of God of knowing that everything else that we are asking is already ours. We shouldn't be need to ask anything. We should jump into this thing and say, we don't offend God with saying, guess what, God knows what we need. I want a relationship. God knows that. I want more money. God's not, I have enough money to pay my rent. God knows that. Why? He knows that. So we have to jump into that, and instead of asking for things, we just have to, I don't know what the word is, but to grasp, not intellectually, but emotionally and in our heart, with gratitude and appreciation, that God is all we want, and all we need, and all we are asking for, more God into my life. And I think that's pretty powerful. So what we can do is, we can meditate in our perfect life and embody the great ideal for our life. It's just like you said also in your song, what if I dream? What our real life would look like if we really believe. We have to say, perfect God within me, perfect life within me. Come forth as the expression of which I am. If we can really, visualize that we are an expression of God, and we are not, I'm sorry, a shitty little tiny expression of God. We should be able to trust and to have faith in the full expression of God in our lives. Not because of us, not because I want a castle and two Mercedes and everything like that. That is not the point. It's because this is for the glory of God. It's not about us, it's about the glory of God. It's a complete different perception. We think about supply, about getting supply. And it's on the contrary, supply is about giving. The abundance of God. We have it twisted. So that's why I started saying, hey, no wonder. I have the wrong equation. And when you have a wrong equation, things don't work. Honestly. Mathematically, it cannot be possible. So, where is this affirmation that I love? If we believe that we are in the center of the divine attraction, with the power within to attract everything that we believe we want and have, I should declare that all power, all life, all love are in my life now. I declare that I am in the midst of the plenty. We have to transcend and have faith of our previous experiences. And as David said, God is impersonal. And the funny thing that really caught me is I said, so I can release the idea that God is sitting up waiting for me to say something accordingly to what he needs, and then he will grant me the things, because we don't need to do that. God gives our things not because we ask them. God, I mean, is the eternal givingness of God is already present in our lives. And I want to tell you that if we believe that we are in the oneness of God, God will become our intelligence. God will become our wisdom. God's way will become our ways, because we are inseparable of that. And the amazing thing is that all that we want and what we can conceive and what we can accept and we can embody, that's just the expression and manifestation of God's demonstration to our lives. I mean, that's how it is. So I will invite you just to expand these beliefs and expand our faith, to have the faith, not in God, but the faith of God. And thank you.